This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We were talking earlier in the show about things that most people can do that we cannot do, and we were asking others to text in about things that have become problems for them in their life. Here's one that comes in way late at 412-928-9370. I can't fold a freaking shirt. This is ticking me off so bad. Where does the bleeping arm go? I actually am a pretty good folder.
I'm not.
Really?
No, terrible.
Do you hang more stuff up or fold more stuff?
Hang more stuff.
I agree with that, too, actually.
Yeah.
But I can fold. When pressed into duty, I'm like an origami dude.
Terrible.
I'll get that bleep folded real damn good.
Mm-hmm. Who says it's good, though? That's the thing. You think it's good?
I think it's good. My wife disagrees. She'll redo my stuff. But then
it's not really
but
that
I
good.
But I need it folded the way I want it folded, not the way she wants it folded. Good. It's not her clothes. I'll tell you what I'm never folding is women's stuff.
No.
The little itty-bitty underwears and things and... bras and stuff. I don't know what to do with any of it.
You have the natural ability to make everything weirder than it needs to be.
I don't disagree with that. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $2.50 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Our guest right now from the Post-Gazette, our good friend...
Our good friend, Chris Carter. Chris,
hello,
how you doing?
Chris, how we doing today?
I'm all right. Are you okay, Adam?
Zin. That was a Zin-related unforced error there.
Okay.
All right, let's do what we always do. Let's start broad, and then we'll narrow in on some of the matchups. But how do you feel about Steelers-Seahawks?
I like the Steelers' chances in this game. I think they have to be able to come out and establish who they are on defense. Instead of letting what the Jets did happen, I think that the difference will be here is that with Sam Darnold, who's not non-athletic, but he's not an extreme athlete the way that Justin Fields when it comes to the way he runs. The Steelers should be able to attack a little bit more aggressively without having to consider what lanes that Sam Darnold might escape to. They should be able to pin him in a little bit more, but they have to stop the run. They can't let the Seahawks go with Kenneth Walker and Zach Charbonnet, who Zach Charbonnet getting a lot more uses this year than I thought he would early on. But if they let those guys start to get going, that's going to make Sam Darnold's job that much easier. And so you got to be able to limit that. If you can make the Seahawks one-dimensional, at least last week, it looked like Sam Darnold really locked in on Jaxon Smith-Njigba. I think if you force that to happen, then you can tell your cornerbacks, which I think they're pretty confident in, like, hey, Jalen Ramsey, take that guy away and force him to win with his other guys. It'll be interesting to see what the Seahawks do there offensively. I think the Seahawks have some talent up front. The offensive line must be better. They cannot let Aaron Rodgers get hit 7 more times and get sacked 4 more times. I think if they accomplish those two things, I think other things start to fall into place for the Steelers, and that allows them to control the pace of this game. But, you know, it's never easy in the NFL. As much as you look at matchups, those other guys are professionals too. But I think if they do those two things, they'll get themselves in a good position.
Chris, from your evaluation of the game last weekend against the Jets, what was worse, the linebackers, the off-ball linebackers, or the defensive line?
The defensive line. Listen, the linebackers had their problems, but it all was started by the D-line not being able to take on double teams. Keanu Benton, I thought, had a terrible game when I looked at his tape. And I think it's disappointing because you know Keanu Benton can be better. He has the talents to be better. I know there's a lot of people that think that he can't play nose tackle. And listen, I do think there's a good idea out there to put Y.A. Black at the nose because of his size. But the Steelers are trying to be modern with their idea of what the nose tackle is. And Cam Hayward brought this up when I asked him about it just yesterday in the Steelers locker room. He compared Keanu Benton to Javon Hargrave. He was like, body-wise, skill-wise, that's what he does. And he's able to – he doesn't have to – be the guy that just stands you up because he's so big and so strong. He's quick. And if he gets his technique going, he's able to get inside. He's able to beat you to your gap. And then he's being so quick, you can't pin him down. And that is something in today's NFL that you kind of need as a nose because teams like to pass so much, especially quick pass so much. So you need that kind of capability. And when Keanu Benton's losses started happening, that's when you saw the linebacker problems really start to arise. I broke this down in a film study earlier this week for the Post Gazette.
Yeah, you did.
Where like you could see Peyton Wilson coming down to jump into Keanu Benton's gap, but that was like where Patrick Queen already was, and in doing so, he opened up his gap, and then Breece Hall would like run for 12 yards. The Steelers have to trust that they can win gap by gap assignments and not try to leave their assignments to play hero ball to help somebody else out. And that's a common thing in football. It happens every week when teams are starting to lose certain matchups. But that's what happens when you run the ball well, is that eventually you press the other team into saying, hey, are you just going to let this keep happening? Or, you know, are you going to trust that your one-on-ones will eventually win? Or are you going to start selling out to stop me? And the Steelers were starting to, and the linebackers came out of place. But it all starts up front. If the D-line can be better against the run, if they can stop the double teams from pushing them so far off the ball, that's step number one.
Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette, filmer, breaker, downer guy. You watch Broderick Jones. We all did. We all had him circled going into the season, and I'm sure every defensive coordinator in the NFL is now going to have him circled moving forward. What would you say is his biggest problem, and is it fixable?
It's fixable because it's his fundamentals with his hand placement. And I've seen it when he gets his hands in somebody's chest, he locks them down. The problem is he's not doing it consistently enough. And guys with big frames especially are beating him. And the one thing I said about Broderick Jones for this game that was different than last year at right tackle was there was not a snap where I saw him look confused and out of place. He knew what was coming. It was just, hey, Quinnen Williams, Will McDonald, those are some tough dudes. They're going to win some of those reps, and on last Sunday they won a lot of those reps. And I think that's the thing that Broderick Jones really went through last week. But he wasn't confused. Last year there were times where it was like, buddy, you got to figure out where you're supposed to be, who you're supposed to be looking at, what gap you're supposed to protect. And that wasn't the issue for this game. So that was the minute progress that he made there. But he took ownership of it this week. He said, I have to be better in all phases. It doesn't matter the matchup. I got to be ready to do my job. And I think that's a good sign. But now you need to see it come to fruition, because the Seahawks don't have the Jets D-line, but they don't have slackers in the D-line either. They're going to be bringing pressure. They like to bring simulated pressures where they're faking blitzes this way and that way. So that's going to test his communication. But I think the first thing, I liked his footwork for the most part last week. So the first thing is, can he get those hands? Can he use – he's a big frame. He's 6'5". He's like the biggest Steelers offensive lineman. Use that frame. Use those long arms. Jab guys. Keep them from getting inside on you, and protect your frame from getting exposed. If he does that, I think he has a better week.
Chris, backyard brawl tomorrow. How do you see this game playing out?
I thought this might be a tough game. It still could be. Milan Puskar is just a tough place to play. But man, Adam, that was a rough loss at against Ohio last week.
Thanks, Chris.
WVU has to be able to take advantage of Pitt's offensive line. If the Mountaineers are able to get consistent pressure on Eli Holstein and keep him from using his legs, that will put them right in this game. But Eli Holstein and these Pitt wide receivers, from Kenny Johnson to Poppy Williams to Blue Hicks, they look really talented, and the tight ends are getting involved. I don't know if WVU has the ammunition, especially now with the injuries that they've been mounting on offense. I don't know if they have the ammunition to keep up with the Panthers in this one. I think that they make it a game because they got the home stadium, and they, you know, they're going to be loud and proud in West Virginia. But I really do think that this is going to be a pit win. I say they win maybe like 34-24, 34-27-ish.
Chris, one last thing for you. Aaron Rodgers, the 26th best quarterback according to Pro Football Focus. Your thoughts on that evaluation, your evaluation of A-Rod in the first game?
My evaluation of A-Rod was that he threw four touchdowns and no interceptions, completing targets to seven different receivers, and four different guys caught touchdowns while having no run game and being sacked four times,
yeah,
and constantly under pressure. So if I forget other quarterbacks, I'm not even gonna compare him to other quarterbacks. Pro Football Focus graded him the same grade as Broderick Jones from this game.
Yeah.
I appreciate the hard statistics I get from Pro Football Focus, the snap counts, the targets, the targets on defense, and this, that, and the third. You have a depth target, the things that I can trust that, hey, okay, at least you can get that part right. But as soon as they start to put opinions into things, and as soon as they start to say, oh, he's going to – they're always so bad. And to give him a 54.5 grade, and their reasoning was, oh, well, he wasn't as mobile, and who cares? He threw four touchdowns. Right. He executed the offense. He moved the ball when everything else was going on. If that's Mason Rudolph or Kenny Pickett or Mitch Trubisky or Devin Hodges, this team would have lost that game last week. He was the straw that stirred the drink. He carried them to victory. That deserves at least some sort of positive grade. And then you grade him the same as a guy who allowed three sacks last week? What are we doing here? That is just – it is asinine. It is ridiculous. And at this point, and we've seen it for years, I saw games where T.J. Watt and Alex Highsmith would combine for like three sacks and get pick sixes and return fumbles and like quadruple times the tackles that Myles Garrett would in the same game, and Myles Garrett would get the better grade than them. They do this and stuff intentionally for reactions like mine, because they're like, that's what's going to get us talked about more. It's why I don't think anyone should care about their grades, report on their grades, talk about their grades. Use the hard data. Stay away from the grades. They are useless and intentionally incendiary.
Nice.
Man, he went off.
Nice.
That's good stuff.
That's
there.
Ridiculous.
Very accurate.
Chris, we appreciate your time. Are you going to the brawl?
I am not. I'm gonna stay in Pittsburgh, get some things done before the game on Sunday. I'll try my best to be watching while I'm handling business at home.
You handle that business. Thank you, buddy. It's always great on Fridays at 8. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, fellas.
Thanks, Chris.
It's a great Chris Carter. Before the brawl, you could be listening to the pregame show with you, 12:30, right?
Yes.
You could also join Chris Muller at Rally House on General Robinson Street, North Shore, from 10 until noon on Saturday. Get your pit gear before the brawl. Get your black and gold gear for the first home game. Register for the chance to win $250 in Rally House gift cards.
Nice.
How about that?
Nice.
Rally House.
Shop everything in town.
Thank you. I couldn't go any further. I got the one bar.
College and pro.
Come on. It's going down.
Come on, it's time to go.
Steelers, Penguins, Pittsburgh Panthers, Pirates, Penn State, Nittany Lions.
Rally House. Rally House. It's your city. It's your house. It's your Rally House. Yay!
Notice how they didn't say WVU in there.
We're in Pittsburgh!
Said Penn State.
All right, coming up next, there's a lot to react to there from Chris. We'll also hear from Steelers offensive coordinator Arthur Smith on the lack of a running game last week. How big a deal does he think it is? How far away are they from success? We'll get to it. We've got odds and ends, baby, at the bottom of...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
The hour.
Right there was a lot of unknown how they're going to play it. Played as a lot of man, which he had done week one when I was in Tennessee. He was in Cleveland, and they threw a little more personnel groups out there. A little bit of a tendency breaker for him. He had done it before, but that hadn't been what he'd done in Carolina. And you know that. You got to have plans. That's what you got to adapt. And so we wanted to come out aggressive. You know, we don't want to be 2 yards in a cloud of dust. Maybe I did too much of a deep dive into David Sterling and Patty Mayne for any World War II buffs. You get that reference? Anybody get that one? Didn't think so. Look it up. Again, came out more aggressive in the pass game, ran it, weren't very efficient early on, cleaned it up, but then, you know, kind of adjusted at halftime. Came out, I think we had a 9-yard run, stalled out. That was the delay of the game, and we had to punt. I felt we had that drive, and we had that 14-point swing. I mean, sometimes it is later in the game. You'd love to hit explosive runs early on. Obviously, that's the intent. We were starting to wear them down. They countered. We had an inefficient drive, and then we had the ball last. Not last, but enough to go down and get in positive range, which is about midfield. And that was impressive, too. Average at best, but that's not doesn't make you panic this week, or maybe it's the next week, depending on what the total strategy is. We got to keep working. You know, sometimes the numbers can lie to you. There's some stats that mean something. Sometimes you look at run game, and if you've got a running quarterback, you may not run an efficient, but the guy may get 60 yards on scrambles, you know, non-called runs. And then you look at the run average, like, oh, it's okay. That's not how we look at it. You know, it's run efficiency. You know, are we blocking the right guys? Are we getting production out of it? So in that area, we got to improve. And that's the name of the game from week one to week two.
That's the old adage. You always improve the most from week one to week two. Here's the thing. They're going to improve as well, because they're going from week one to week two. That was Arthur Smith talking about World War II. A little bit of football in there. I like Arthur Smith, man.
He's great. He's a guy's guy.
He is a guy's guy. I think Rodgers is a guy's guy. And Russell Wilson was a robot.
Yes.
So you've improved at coordinator and you've improved at quarterback. I am concerned about the running game. He said average at best. They were not average. They averaged 2.7 yards per carry. They were bad. Bad running the football. And they weren't good last year. They ran it a lot. They didn't run it effectively. Let's go. Like, now's the time. You're at home. Get Jalen Warren the ball early. And I'm not saying, hey, Rodgers, oh, don't throw the ball. But you want play action. Last week, you got the play action to work. What was Rodgers? 8 out of 10 for 71 yards and 3 touchdowns in the play action. That's pretty damn good. But you couldn't run the ball. Okay, now you know the Steelers want to run a lot of play action. So you're going to actually have to run the ball. And that's maybe above anything else what I want to see them do this week, Thorin, is run the football against the Seattle Seahawks.
Run it well. You don't want to see them stalemate and then keep running it and forcing it, right?
Could, you know what? It's a really good point by you, because I actually thought as much as last year Arthur Smith would stick to the run, was married to the run. They weren't running it well, and so he said, to hell with that. And I think Rodgers probably checked out of a few as well. And if it's not working, don't beat your head into the wall trying to make it work. But hopefully it does work and you do a lot of it. I think that's a good point by you. Like, don't run just to run.
Right, try to set things up. Like, right. If it's not working, you gotta change plans.
In fact, throw early to run late. But I'd like to see them be able to run the football. Like, one of the reasons why I was so optimistic about Rodgers is the Jets didn't run it a lot last year, and I thought that would have aided a guy who can't move that well significantly. You need to be able to run the ball to protect Aaron Rodgers. And one game, you failed. So you need to be significantly better. You see what Mike DeCourcy wrote? Did you talk to Mike DeCourcy?
Years ago.
Oh.
This is a while ago. So he reposted the article, the 13-9 article, Backyard Brawl. And I was quoted a bunch of times in it, and just my experience of that game. I had a kickoff return that game. Didn't play that much, though.
Weren't you the first Pitt player to touch a ball? Did you return the opening kickoff?
I can't remember. No, it wasn't. No.
Okay. No. Michael DeCourcy, good guy. Love Mike.
No, he's awesome.
He is a tremendous human being and a great writer. He writes, long before engaging in daily backyard brawls with morning show partner Adam Crowley, Scorin Doran was a young linebacker who'd become an All-American tight end at Pitt. He painted the scene for Sporting News following what is now known simply as 13-9. I love you. You can say it back.
Love. Love is great.
I love Mike. Out of principle, I can't retweet that. I mean, he tags me. I ain't retweeting that, Mike.
You should. If it doesn't bother you and it's not anything that has anything to do with anything.
I never said it didn't bother me.
Yeah, remember how insignificant 13-9 was?
Right. I never said that.
So retweet it.
University. Yes, you just did. You said, I'll think about Rich Rodriguez's career wasn't defined by that. West Virginia wasn't defined by that. So
it doesn't matter, right?
Just yeah, it was a game in 2007.
I never said it didn't matter. I said it doesn't matter as much as you might think. That's all.
But Mike DeCourcy feels like it matters.
I know, and nationally, that is how Rich Rod is probably mostly remembered.
Oh!
So now, you were not saying that an hour ago.
Exactly.
No, the perspective from West Virginia fans is different than that of the national.
Are you sure?
What's more significant, West Virginia or the entire nation?
West Virginia. Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Who wins, Steelers or Seahawks? We got odds and ends coming up next.
You never read the article, actually, though?
I have read that. I think Alex Kozora of, he does a bunch of different stuff. He's a Mount Lebo guy. He wrote this whole long story about the 2007 football season. Also really good. If you're looking for some of those old vibes before the brawl. And that season, I know what happened. That season was a great college football season. All the upsets. You had Kansas in the top 10. You had Missouri in the top 10. You had Kentucky in the top 10. USF. They won their fake national championship years later.
Were you at this game?
13-9?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, you weren't there?
No.
It was freezing.
Yeah.
He was still almost rooting for Pitt back then, actually.
Harry, what school did Major Harris go to?
West Virginia.
Damn it, he remembered.
I set up Dom DeCicco real bad in that game. I'm not even going to lie. I don't know if I haven't ever told anybody.
What do you mean?
Well, I ran down on a kickoff, and I knew that their kickoff, they had an end that would peel back and eliminate a guy on the opposite side of the kickoff every other time, and the end was Owen Schmidt. And me and Dom would switch back and forth at the three spot on the kickoff every once in a while. And I knew the first kickoff when I ran down that Owen Schmidt went the other way. So I knew the next kickoff he was going to come my way and try to de-cleat me and try to blindside me. So I told Dom to go in, and he absolutely took Dom off his cleats. And Dom's helmet was sideways when he came off. He had snot bubbles coming out his face. Oh, no. I'm like, what happened? He was like, Owen Schmidt got me. And I was like, oh, man. True story. Out there, I started laughing.
See, that's the kind of football IQ that made you an All-American tight end.
Yeah, you're like, hey, Dom, go ahead, man.
Because Owen Schmidt ain't a regular dude.
No.
I love Owen. He ain't no regular guy.
I mean, Dom had snot coming out of it, coming out of his nose. Oh, I'll never. Oh, it's so funny.
That probably never feels good, but I'd imagine, too, when it's cold, that that don't feel too good. All right, we'll continue to break into backyard brawl talk throughout the morning. Scott McKillop going to join us at 9:35, one of the heroes of the Backyard Brawl in 2007 for Pitt. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. But up next, one of our favorite segments, if not our favorite segment on Fridays, we're doing odds and ends. Doran's in first place through 1 week. Harry's in second place, and I am bringing up the rear. Let's try to check.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hey, Jack.
Text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. That music means it's time for odds and ends, breaking down Steelers Seahawks. Let's go.
Let's go, baby. Steelers Seahawks Sunday, Acrisure Stadium. Are you guys ready?
Hell yes.
Aaron Rodgers, over under 225 and a half passing yards.
Who am I to doubt Aaron Rodgers? And I went under last week, and he proved me wrong, and he threw four touchdown passes. I think he goes under. I think they run the ball a little bit more. I think he's efficient. I think he's good. I think he goes under.
Over.
I'm going to go under as well, but slightly under. I think he's going to be around 220. Sam Darnold, over under 195 and a half passing yards.
I think under, they're gonna run the ball as well. Under 195.
Under.
Under as well. Jaylen Warren over under 50 and a half rushing yards.
Man, he better be over. He played 24 snaps to Kenneth Gainwell's 24 snaps. I think he at least reversed that this week. He could have a bad game and still go over 50, you would hope. So I'm gonna try to wish this into existence. I'm gonna go over.
Under.
I'm going to go slightly under.
Seattle's run defense gave up 120 yards a game. Last year, they gave up 119 in game one.
Kenneth Gainwell over under 30 and a half rushing yards.
Under, but he'll be a factor in the passing game again.
30 and a half?
Yep.
Over.
I'm going to go under as well. Kenneth Walker over under 45 and a half rushing yards.
Over. Can't stop the run until you prove it to me you can stop the run.
Over.
Over as well. Zach Charbonnet, the backup running back, who they use a lot, over under 40 and a half rushing yards.
Wow. Vegas, not a fan of the Steelers' rushing defense at all. He was their leading rusher last week. I'm going to go under, but I don't feel good about it.
You never feel good about anything. Under.
Under as well. DK Metcalf over under 65 and a half receiving yards.
The revenge game, if you will, for DK Metcalf. 83 yards last week, 60-some-odd yards after the catch. The Seattle Seahawks gave up a ton of yards after the catch to the 49ers last week, and they might not have their number one cornerback. I'm going over. I'm going first 100-yard game for DK Metcalf in the black and gold.
Over.
Over as well. Calvin Austin over under 35 and a half receiving yards.
I think it's a big tight end game. I think it's always going to be a big tight end game. It was a nice tight end game last week. I'm going under for Calvin Austin. The Seahawks gave up two tutties to tight ends last week. I think the Steelers moved the ball on the ground and through the air with the tight ends. Calvin Austin, under.
35 and a half?
Yep.
I think we're going to use them more. You know, we want to keep using a variety of receivers, so I'll say over.
I'm going to say over as well.
It's a low number.
Jonnu Smith over under 30 and a half receiving yards.
He had 15 last week. They love him. You could tell.
He had a lot of catches, though.
He did. Five catches for 15 yards, including that touchdown and a little pop pass. He was by far their number one tight end in terms of snaps. I think he goes over.
Over 30 and a half, yeah.
Over. Pat Freiermuth over under 30 and a half receiving yards.
He had 28 last week. They threw it to him a couple more times. Over.
Under.
Slightly under for Pat Freiermuth. Jackson Smith and Jigba, over under 70 and a half receiving yards.
Man. Is that the Jalen Ramsey? You think Jalen Ramsey takes him away? Is that what they're going to try to do?
Maybe.
No,
yes.
Joey Porter Jr.
Yep.
He had 124 yards last week, 9 catches on 13 targets, Dorn.
Nice.
I think he goes over 70. He's under 100.
You see 70 and a half? What was the line? 70 and a half?
Yes.
Over.
Under. Cooper Kupp over under 30 and a half receiving yards.
Let me tell you something about Cooper Kupp. He looked slow as molasses last week. He was the big, should the Steelers get Cooper Kupp? I'm happy they didn't. I'm going under.
I'll say over.
Their passing attack was all Jackson Smith and Jigba.
I'm going to go under as well. Jaylen Warren over under 2.5 receptions.
Over.
Over.
Over as well. DK Metcalf over under 5.5 receptions.
Over.
5.5? I'm going to say under.
I'm going to say over. Does Roman Wilson have a catch?
Oh, good one. No.
No.
Yes, he does. Does Ben Skoranek have a catch?
Of course he does, Doran.
Yeah.
No. Does TJ Watt have a sack?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sam Darnold will be seeing ghosts.
Yes, he does. Does Cam Hayward have a sack?
Yes.
No.
Yes. Does the Steelers defense force an interception?
Yes.
No.
No. Does Broderick Jones give up a sack?
Of course.
Yes.
Yes. Crazy stat line of the game. For me, Steelers have a punt return touchdown and another 60-yard field goal.
Oh. Darnell Washington touchdown. Is that crazy enough?
No.
He didn't have a catch last week.
Oh.
Juan Thornhill pick? Crazy enough?
No. Pick six, maybe.
Juan Thornhill pick six.
Okay.
I think, let me see. I think Skoranek.
Oh.
What?
Nick Herbig's sack.
You're changing it now?
No,
I do too.
Okay.
So those two things are going to happen in the same game.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I think the Skoranek's going to get a couple touchdowns in this game.
Two touchdowns for Skoranek. Wow.
You imagine if he got two touchdowns on two catches, then he'd have three catches, three touchdowns. That's more impressive than when Bettis had like five carries, negative 3 yards, and three touchdowns.
That's it. For odds and ends.
Let's go.
Sunday, Steelers Seahawks, Acrisure Stadium.
We will go around the NFL coming up next. 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Want to point yins in this direction? It is Hunger Action Month, and Pitt and West Virginia are coming together to support our communities this Hunger Action Month. For every dollar raised, the Pittsburgh Food Bank can provide up to three meals. You can get involved and donate now at pittsburghfoodbank.org/pit. That's nice. Rivalry, but we're all on the same team, all on the side of humanity, things of that nature. It's nice. Jason Mackey might be with us in the next hour. I haven't communicated with him this week. He's brought to you by Westminster College, exceptional education that is genuinely affordable. It's a great weekend in the NFL, Doran. Ben Johnson v. Detroit, Jim Harbaugh, Pete Carroll now at new spots and going up against each other again. They were rivals even going back to college. You got the 30-year anniversary of the Ravens with Joe Flacco starting at quarterback against the Ravens where he won a Super Bowl. You got the Chiefs and the Eagles. You got the Bengals and Joe Burrow going up against Goldilocks in a rematch from the 2020 NCAA football championship, the college football championship. Which of those matchups most intrigues you?
I mean, I got to go Chiefs-Eagles.
I know, me too. It's so chalky.
Chiefs-Eagles, just to see, you know, if the Chiefs can bounce back from at least the Super Bowl. They haven't won since, you know, before the Super Bowl. So you're taking on the Eagles. You need to win. You're almost desperate at this point a little bit. So I want to see if the Chiefs can bounce back and see what type of team that they have.
The Chiefs got... and Patrick Mahomes did get sacked six times in the Super Bowl. They did not blitz a single time, and he got sacked a career high six times. Doesn't this feel like the kind of game, I know the Eagles are favorites on the road, doesn't this feel like the kind of game that the Chiefs find a way to win?
Yes.
It's so Chiefian to win this game, and it'd be ugly, and they block a field goal or something goofy happens, and they win the game. What's his face? The Spitters playing, Jalen Carter.
Yeah. He was only suspended for that game, right?
Yeah, what do you think about that?
I think he should be suspended for another game.
I think so, too. You can't spit on a dude.
Right.
You can't hawk a loogie. That reminds me of Finding Nemo. Mount wanna hawk a loogie.
Mm.
Yeah. That's what I'd call him from here on out. Mount wanna hawk a loogie.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Slow motion HD loogie, just
boop.
Right in Dak Prescott's navel. All right, biggest games of the weekend, college, pro, local, and otherwise. We're breaking them all down with Lee Sterling in a wildly popular segment coming up next. The music just ended abruptly. First, though, Fan Weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. A high of 81 today. Tomorrow for the Backyard Brawl, 3:30 kick. Going to be in the 80s. Going to be in the 80s when the Steelers play the Seahawks on Sunday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out.
True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.